Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, local historian Gary Gabrich recounts how his genealogy research led him to Croatia, where he reunited with family.
My dad had two sisters. One of the sisters had a copy of grandmother's marriage certificate. It says Catherine Amarin, daughter of Vinko Amarin of Podgorac, Croatia. I went to a bookstore and they had maps. Oh, Croatia maps. So I opened it up there and I found Podgorac, a dot. 12 miles away is a town called Našice, Croatia. So I got home that night and I Googled Našice, Croatia. And I'm getting banks and everything is in Croatia. You know, I started at 9 o'clock, and here it is, 12:30, 1 o'clock. I'm ready to quit. And all of a sudden, I got to a website. Welcome to Mario's website, Našice, Croatia. Bam, I sent him back. Mario, this is Gary Gabrich, South Bend, Indiana. I understand my grandmother, Catherine Amarin, was the daughter of Vinko Amarin in Podgorac, Croatia. Are there any Amarins in your city? A week later, I get this email. Gary, we've got, throughout the country, we got 9 Amarins that I've researched down from you. This is their address and their phone number. You know, within a month, I got letters back from all 9 of them. Oh, you must visit us, stay with us, so forth. We pull out in our car in the town square, just, you know, big roundabout, you know, and there's a group of 25 people. It sure as hell. We pull up and Yvonne Amarin, you know, the hugs and the kisses. And I'm over there, the kiss is always both cheeks, you know, the Europeans. So, and then you're doing all these, it's really a moving experience. You know, it's like, God, you know, I get moved. Yeah, when you think about it, man, we found family. And then they take us up. And they got me drunk. They go up in the apartment. We're on one of these Russian buildings on the 7th floor, you know. And we're all packed in this 2-bedroom apartment and food out. And we just had breakfast, you know, an hour ago. This is 11 o'clock. Oh, you must come up. You must be tired from your journey. Hell, we just had breakfast an hour ago. You know, sausages, salamis, you know, all their food, their meats are preserved into loaves and, you know, they're hanging from the ceiling. And then anything that's fried is like pork, you know, big hunks of bacon, you know, sliced and cut up, and then little sausage, meats galore, and chicken. You know, they have Slivovich, which is a distilled plum brandy. They make a plum wine, then they distill the damn thing, so all you get is pure alcohol. So we're up there, I'm getting drunk, you know, and I can't say no to Slivovich because all these guys are, you know, shooting this stuff. And I got a buzz on, knocking on the door. Next door was a lady next door. Turn on the CNN, something's happening in America, 9/11. I'm as high as, this was an emotional experience for me, but I'm as high as I can ever be, finding family and blood and, you know, eating and getting drunk and everything else. And all of a sudden you're seeing something's happening in America. And I couldn't relate to it. You know, I sort of still felt guilty that I couldn't, you know, come back and feel the hurt and emotion, because, you know, your emotions could do. Then that night, there's a big mass that the pastor is going to happen for what's happening in America. And then we went there and it was a, you know, Croatian Catholic mass, and I'm sitting in there. And the place was packed. You know, all these people felt for what was happening in America. They love us there. Wow.
That was local historian Gary Gabrich recounting how his genealogy research led him to Croatia, where he reunited with family on September 11th, 2001. If you have a Michiana story to share, contact the St. Joseph County Public Library at 574-235-4199 or MichianaStories@gmail.com. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.